Okay, Yisbach Yisrael for Parshas Chodesh, Os Aleph on page 6. He starts by quoting a Medrash. The Medrash Chazis. Kol dodi hine zeba, medaleg al haharim, mekafetz al hagvaos. Kol dodi, the voice of my beloved, is coming, skipping over the mountaintops, jumping over the hilltops. Rabbanan Amri zemoisha, who's the beloved who's coming, who's racing and crossing over the hills, and passing over the mountains? This refers to Moshe. B'shal sheba v'amar lehem liYisrael b'chodesh hazeh atem negalim. Moshe came to Klal Yisrael and said, Jews, higi azman gulaschem, it's time to go free. This month, Hashem's taking you out. So Klal Yisrael left. Klal Yisrael left. They said, what are you talking about? How are we getting out of here? Amru lo, they said to Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi, what are you saying? Heichanu negalim. How is Geula a possibility for us? Walo kol Mitzrayim mitunafes me'avodah zara shalanu. Egypt is filled with our avodah zara. Again, you have to know this medrash. We've heard the line from Chazal, halalu of the avodah zara, v'halalu of the avodah zara. When the Jews got to the Yamsuf, the angel said, hey, why are you saving the Jews? Jews do avodah zara and Egyptians do avodah zara. But this medrash is strong. That the Medrash should use such a lashon that they said to Moshe, Moshe, there's no way we're getting out of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is filthy, me'avodah zara shalanu. Sounds like this was like a serious problem, an avodah zara addiction. Amar lahem, so Moshe says back to them, Ho'il v'hu chafetz b'gu'laschem, eino mavit v'avodah zara shalachem. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires to redeem you, he's eino mavit v'avodah zara shalachem. He doesn't pay attention to your avodah zara. El medaleg al haharim, Hashem skips over the mountains, says the Medrash. Ve'ein harim u'gvaos el avodah zara, and harim and gvaos are different lashonos that sometimes allude to avodah zara, like we find in the pasuk in Hosea, al roshe haharim yizabechu, v'al gvaos yikateru. On the tops of mountains they offer karbanos, and on the hilltops they offer ketores. But that's a reference to offering and worshiping avodah zara. Okay, so again, Moshe comes to Klal Yisrael and says, "Kol dedi hinei zabah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to take you out." So Klal Yisrael says, "What are you talking about? Har mugvos, we have avodah zara." HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe says on behalf of Hashem, "Nah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what midaleg al harim, mekapetz al gvos." HaKadosh Baruch Hu skips over. Hashem doesn't look at your avodah zara. Hashem closes his eyes. He wants to redeem you. Again, Ha'ol v'hu chafetz b'gulaschem. Since Hashem wants to redeem you, he doesn't pay attention to your avodah zara. Interesting. V'cholesh hazeh atem negalim shenemar acholesh hazeh lachem. And Moshe says, nothing more to discuss. You are going out in this month. This is going to be your month. Acholesh hazeh lachem. Geula. As we've pointed out many times, acholesh hazeh lachem is gematria Mashiach ben David. Because this is the month of Geula. Okay. Amazing medrash, no? It's enough to just like sit here for a half hour davening over this medrash. Every person thanking Hashem for seeing the good in me when there was a lot of bad to be seen. There was a lot of avodah zara. Klal Yisrael couldn't see it themselves. They said, well, how could Hashem take us out? Mitzrayim's filled with our avodah zara. And Moshe says, no, Hashem's going to pass right over it. Hashem's not going to focus on it. Skip right over it. Pretty amazing. So he quotes his father, quote, Kedushas Adoni Avi Mari V'Rabi Zatzal, Dibre B'Kotcho. And he explained the Medrash as follows. Peirish V'Inyan HaMedrash HaZeh, we can understand the following way. And again, this is really, the more I learn some of the Svarim about Pesach, Kluger's new Sefer is all about this, the more you realize that the feeling of Pesach is complete unworthiness, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is selecting us. Dafka, when we are our worst, that what? That his relationship with us is unconditional. The Navi says in Malachi, Ahavti Aschem Amar Hashem. I love you, says Hashem. So we say back to Hashem, B'ma'av Tanu, why do you love me? Why do you love us? Hello, Ach Esav Liakov. I think it's the first pasuk in Malachi. Where's that Tanakh? Wasn't there a Tanakh here? Yeah, the very first pasuk in the Navi Malachi. Amarti eschem, ahavti eschem, amar Hashem. Let's look it up quickly. Haggai, Zachariah, and Malachi. The second pasuk in Malachi, right? There's an opening, there's an introductory pasuk, and then it says, "Ahavti eschem, amar Hashem." The Navi Malachi says, "Perak Aleph, pasuk Beis, I love you. I love you," says Hashem. "V'amartem b'ma'av tano," but you say, "How have you loved us?" "Halo ach Esav liYaakov," wasn't Esav the brother of Yaakov? Says the pasuk, "Vohav es Yaakov," but I love Yaakov. Right? So he asks Hashem, "Hashem, explain to us why you love us. Why do you love Yaakov more than Esav? They're brothers." Hashem says, "Because I love Yaakov." But why? We're asking for a why. And the point that the pasuk is emphasizing, that all this farm talk about, is that you see from this pasuk that Hashem's love for Klai Yisrael is unconditional. Klai Yisrael says, no, but explain it to us. It's not based on anything. It goes beyond. It's an ability to see something in us that goes beyond. That's why you find the same thing when you look at the love that Yitzchak had for Esav and the love that Rivka had for Yaakov. You see the same thing. What does the pasuk say? Yitzchak loved Esav. Yeah, Yitzchak loved Esav. Parshas told us why. Ki tzayid b'piv. Because Tzayid b'piv. Now, tzayid b'piv could mean because he hunted for him and gave him good food. Tzayid b'piv might be because Esav was a smooth talker and he convinced his father Yitzchak to like him. Whatever it is, there's a key. Because. What's the end of that pasuk? V'rivka oheves es Yaakov. Rivka loved Yaakov. No, because, where's the because? Where's the key? Where's the explanation? The answer is, when it comes to the love of Yaakov, there is no explanation. You don't have to explain it. So we challenge Hashem. The Navi Malachi, the end of right? Chagai Zachariah Malachi, the end of Treyasar. The end of an era, we say, Hashem, I don't get it. Why do you love us? Why will you continue to love us? Hashem says, I've loved you in the past. Ahavti Eschem. Right? I have loved you in the past. I have loved you. And Hashem is implying that I will continue to love you. I loved you when you messed up in the past, and I love you when you mess up in the future. Why? Why, Hashem? Ohevas Yaakov, because I do, period. I just do. So he says, my father explained, based on a different pasuk in Malachi, this is the end of Malachi in the third parak, Ani Hashem lo shanisi v'atem b'nei Yaakov lo chilisem. I am Hashem lo shanisi, and I don't change. When I pick a stock, I stick with it. Through the good times and the bad times. When the market crashes, I don't sell my stock and buy something else. So Lahavdil, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I invested in Klal Yisrael. I bought you, on the down. I bought you in Mitzrayim on the 49th level of Tumah. And I don't change my mind. I don't replace you with Christians. I don't replace you with Muslims. You're the chosen people. V'atem b'nei Yaakov lo chilisem. And you, the Jewish people, will never what? Lo chilisem. Will never be destroyed. Chavar, what do you think the pshat in that pasuk is? I think just a pashup pshat. I think I understand something new just now. Hashem says, I'm not gonna trade you for something else. Ani Hashem lo shenisi. I don't change my mind. Vatem b'nei Yaakov lo chilisem, and you, Jewish people, shall never be destroyed. How are those two things related? So you could say, well, Hashem says, I choose you and I'm not gonna destroy you. But why does Hashem stick it out with us? Because lo chilisem. Right? Meaning what? Meaning, again, let's use my mashal of buying a stock, even though it's a little bit of a silly mashal. Right, so you buy a stock. Yeah, you buy a stock for $10 a share. Yeah, it goes up to $100 a share. Wow, you're doing great. Right, and then it goes down to $1 a share. Whoa. And then it goes down to 50 cents a share. And then it goes down to 40 cents a share. Now, you really believe in this company. Right? So what's your only fear is that if the company shuts down, then game over. But as long as I know the company is going to stick it out long enough, eventually it's going to end on the upswing. Eventually it's going to get it together. It might be a bumpy ride along the way, but eventually it's going to end off good. The only thing I have to worry about is if the company mamash goes bankrupt. So Hashem says, Klal Yisrael, lo chilisem, you're not going to be destroyed. You'll always be worth at least a penny. The company will always be functioning. So Hashem says, when everyone else says, oh man, you lost a lot of money on that stock, Hashem says, no, they're still around. You'll see. It could drop down to the lowest level. It could be the cheapest stock in the whole market. Right? But as long as it's still in the game and Hashem guarantees, lo chilisa, it's still going to be there. So Hashem says, I'll wait it out. Maybe the stock will go up next year. Maybe it'll go up in 10 years. Maybe it'll go up in 100 years. Hashem says, I know this, it's going to be fine. I can ride the waves because I know it's going to work out good in the end. So Hashem says, Ani Hashem lo shinisi. I don't change my mind because you bnei Yaakov lo chilisa. Because you're never going to be worthless. You'll always be worth even a shava pruta, a little penny. And as long as you're still in the game, Hashem says, I know eventually you're going to turn it around and your value is going to increase. And Hashem says, so therefore I have no reason to invest in a different stock which could actually go bankrupt, which could shut down, even if it's a really good stock. This is the one stock that's guaranteed to last. Why? Because Kutchabrichu, Yisrael, Ve'oraisa, Chadhu. The Zohar says the Jewish people, the Torah and Hashem, are of one type. So just like Hashem is forever, the Torah is forever, the Jewish people are forever. So yeah, there'll be ups, there'll be downs, but eventually it's fine. We're gonna get there. We're not gonna close up shop. Hivtichanu Hashem Yisbarach Asher Lo Nichle Chas V'Shalom B'Kilyom. So says the Yismach Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us a guarantee that the Jewish people will never be destroyed. Ve'im Chas V'Shalom Kasher Klal Yisrael Yechtu. And if we find at times that the Jewish people do descend to a pretty low place, and really, we deserve to be destroyed. When we return to Hashem, and we cry out to Hashem, then we reawaken that love that is always present, that Hashem has for us even when we're bad. As the Pasuk says, Lima'ani, Lima'ani, E'ese. The Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perak Memches. For my sake, I will do. What does it mean when Hashem says, I'll do it for my sake? When we say, do it Laman Hashem, what are we actually saying? Also, a little bit of a new understanding. What are we saying when we say, Hashem, right? Do it for you. Redeem us, save us, lamancha. What does it mean for you? It means for the piece of you that's inside of me. That's what we're really asking. If, do it for you. Well, how does saving, if you're so bad, if the Jewish people are so bad, so how is it lamancha? How is it advantageous for Hashem to hang on to us? The answer is because Hashem, you've invested in us. You gave us the neshama. So don't do it, my body's not worthy of it, but lamancha, for the piece of you inside of me, which is always pure, it is worth it. Lama'ani, lama'ani, a'aseh. Yeah? It's like the Navi says, shuvu banim shovavim. Shuvu banim shovavim. The Navi Yirmiyah says what? Return to Hashem, banim shovavim. Shuvu banim shovavim. Return, my wayward children. That's one of the most remarkable terms we find in all of Tanakh for the Jewish people. Banim Shovavim. Shovav means like a real troublemaker. Like a real pain in the neck. Kadosh Baruch Hu's like, has every right to say, you are so annoying, I am done with you. And yet, why doesn't Hashem do that? Because Banim Shovavim. And it's your child, what are you going to do? You don't have a choice. Right? You don't like your roommate, so you'll move in with someone else. Yeah, God forbid you don't even like your spouse, you get divorced. God forbid. Your child, you can't, there's nothing you can do to end that relationship. It's a biological reality. So no matter how difficult your child is, right, you got to try to work it out. Got to try to, it's me, it's part of me. Do it for myself. My child is a part of me. More so than anyone else. Right? There's a level of connection there. Lema'ani, lema'ani, aseh. So Hashem says, for my sake, I will do. Which means that Hashem looks at us and he sees the us, he sees the him within us, he sees himself within us. The same way a parent looks at a child and says, How could I let this child stray? This child looks like me. This child is me. Right? How could I not take care of this child? So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we try to awaken Hashem's Rachmanis for us. Hashem, look at the Nakuda Pnimis inside of us. Try to save us for that nekuda that exists. Right? That's why lema'ani, lema'ani, says gematria, shuvu banim shovav. Happens to be the same gematria, 776. Because Hashem, we say, okay, we're really bad, but, right? But, come on, we're your children. And Hashem says, all right, let's work it out. Right? 776 is also the Sfarim say, it's Gematria Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, 776. Meaning, I don't have any merits, but I have Zuchos Avos. Zuchos Avos, Avinu Shuvah Shemayim, and Zuchos Avos, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So Hashem, like, come on, you're not going to get rid of us. And Hashem says, he whispers to us through the Navi Malachi, you're right. Ani Hashem lo shinisi. I have no intentions of changing the game plan. Vatem b'nei Yaakov lo chilisam. And I never plan to destroy you. So what do I need from you? You know what I need from you? I need you to at least, what? Cry out to me from the Omek HaLev and say, Tati, save me. Ki be'emes ha'nekuda ha'pnimes ha'shochin b'kerev kol Yisrael. Because that nekuda that dwells inside of every Jew, lo yigash shumra v'chet v'avon v'ashama chalila. It can't be damaged by any negativity. And again, this is a theme we've seen many, many times in the Yismach Yisrael. As the Pasuk says, a very powerful Pasuk, Ani Hashem, Hashochein itam b'soch tum asam. I am Hashem who dwells with you in your tumah. Hashem came into the 49th level of tumah. Why did Hashem save us in return? Ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo shliach, ani v'lo saraf, ani v'lo hashliach. Why did Hashem save us? At the end of Yetzias Mitzrayim, at the end of the Makos, it was Hashem, Makos Bechoros. Only God could do it. So usually we say, it was so tame in Mitzrayim that had an angel tried to come to Mitzrayim to save us, even the angels would have been negatively impacted by the Tumah in Egypt. That's how bad it was. That's how thick it was. But it's also Hashem's way of saying, I'll jump in the mud with you to save you. It's not just, well, the angels can't do it, so God says, all right, fine, I'll get up, you know, I'll get up off my throne and come down and save you. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's way of saying, I will go wherever you go. B'soch tumasam, I'll be with you. Hashochein itam, hashochein. Hashochein is the lashon of hashras, hashchina. Yeah, hashochein itam, v'shachanti b'socham. Hashochein itam, b'soch tumasam. I'll be with you in a state of tumah. V'yachelek elokai asher netua u'mushrashes b'chol Yish Yisrael. So where is Hashem with us in a state of tumah? I'll tell you, and it's actually a good way to catch yourself. If you're about to do an aveira, think about the fact that you're taking Hashem with you. You have a neshama, right? If a Jew goes to a place where a Jew doesn't belong, you're dragging Hashem along for the ride. If a Jew sees something a Jew shouldn't see, or does something a Jew shouldn't do, or talks in a way a Jew shouldn't talk, right? Hashem is there. That's very awkward, I guess. That's a good way to describe it. It should make you feel awkward. It'll stop you from doing that avera. V'hiim v'kor mechsav nishmas Yisrael mitaches kisei kvodo. And to realize that you come, you are a neshama that was taken from beneath Hashem's throne, like the pasuk, like the Medrash says, "Tzurasa shel Yaakov chakuka b'kisei hakavod," that the image of Yaakov is etched onto the kisei hakavod. What does etched mean, as opposed to written? Why were the luchos etched, engraved? What's the difference between something that's written and something that's etched? You can't erase it, right? So the image of Yaakov etched onto Hashem's throne means there's a permanence to our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. When we awaken His mercy, Hashem looks into us and He sees the piece of Him within us, that father-son relationship, which is what all of, again, Pesach is about, v'yigadata levincha, to transmit that amuna to your child. V'sham ein shum chet, sees the goodness within us, umarako, ani e'ese. For my sake, I will do. For the peace of me inside of you. For the inseparable bond that we have. And this place of Rachmanis is a very lofty expression of Hashem's Rachmanis and love for us. Even the angels don't understand this idea. The angels can't understand why Hashem is so madly in love with us. That's also, the angels couldn't come to save us from Mitzrayim because the angels said, I don't see why the Jews are worthy to be saved. Hashem says, I'll do it myself. Only I can see it. Hu levado yodeu umarachim, top of the left column, al amo, umakomo hu yifen barachimov la amo. Uvamidas harachim hazos niftu venigalu yisrael mi Mitzrayim. And it was through this expression of Hashem's love for us that He took us out of Mitzrayim. Anivalo Malach, Anivalo Saraf, Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bechvodo Uva'atzma. Hashem himself, Shelo Nisgala Hamakom Azel Leshum Nivra, Lo Malach Velo Saraf. Not the highest angels could possibly understand. And again, a Jew has to bring this feeling to the Seder. That feeling of absolute, you know, unconditional love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for the Jewish people. Okay, so now let's go back to the Medrash and just understand the words of the Medrash. V'zehu divrei HaMedrash. They said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, the time is filled with our Avodah Zarah. How on earth are we going to get out of here? And what did Moshe say? Moshe said to Klal Yisrael, what? Kevan shehu, since Hashem desires, right? Or Hawil v'hu chafetz begulaschem, since Hashem desires your geula. So says the Yismach Yisrael on a deeper level. What that means is kevan shehu, since He desires. Kanoda midivrei Zohar Kadosh. The Zohar tells us that the word who is a very deep word. Kanoda midivrei Zohar Kadosh al. The Zohar writes on the words, Va'avad Halevi Hu. In Parshas Korach, when it describes how the Levim are worthy of Meiser, Meiser Rishon is given to the Levi because of his work, it says, Va'avad Halevi Hu. Right? The Levi, he works. The Levi that performs the Avoda. Why does it say Hu? What does it mean Hu? Who refers to the hidden aspect of something? Say a person, but it's also true for Hashem. Right? That's how we learned a lot on Purim, how Amalek blocks out the letters who. Amalek blocks out the letters Vav Hei from Hashem's name and the Aleph from Hashem's Kisei. The missing letters are who. Right? That's why it says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Dalet, Afal Pi Shechata, even when a Jew sins, Afal Pi Shechata, Yisrael Hu. Yisrael Hu. What does it mean Yisrael Hu? Why don't you say Afal Pi Shechata Yisrael? No, Afal Pi Shechata Yisrael Hu, right? Baruch HaMakom, Makom already is a concealed name of Hashem, Baruch Hu, even more concealed. Okay? So therefore, what does Moshe say to Klal Yisrael? Hoil V'hu Chafit B'gulaschem. Hu means what? It's Nistar, you're not going to understand it. It goes beyond, you're right. You're again, logically, you're making a very valid point, Klal Yisrael. Why would Hashem save us? Egypt is filled and filthy with our Avodah Zarah. Moshe says, you're right, true. But Kevan Shehu, but since Hashem wants, since Hu Chafetz Begulascha, Hainu Shehis Orer Ratzon Ha'elyon Mimakom Gavoa Al Gavoa, Liftos Eschem Laman Shemo Vechelko, Hashem wants to save you for the peace of Himself inside of you. Therefore, Hashem is what? Midaleg Umekapetz Al Haharim Agvaos Zeo Avodah Zarah. Hashem skips over the mountains, skips over the hilltops, skips over all the Avodah Zarah. The ain l'shum nivra shum tfisa v'secha. Ech yuchol lios rachim kaze. No human being could possibly understand how Hashem does His calculations. Doesn't add up. The ain lachem shum cheshbon v'tfisa b'zeh. We have no understanding of this calculation. Again, that's the feeling a Jew has to have. How excited we have to be this Shabbos. Parshas HaChodesh, Shabbos, yeah, Rosh Chodesh, Rabbi Nachman's birthday. No, a lot of good things this Shabbos. A big Shabbos for the Jewish people. It's a time of what? Of renewing one's relationship with Hashem. And renewing it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, renewing my commitment to be a better Jew, which is also true. But renewing that awareness that I am worthy because I am worthy. And Hashem will meet me wherever I am. Do you know that the first word that God ever spoke to the Jewish people was an Egyptian? Do you know that Anochi is an Egyptian word? The Medrash says that when Hashem spoke to us at Har Sinai, Hashem says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So the Medrash says that Anochi is an Egyptian word. We know there are some non-Hebraic words in the Torah. Like tefillin is called totafos. Totafos, Rashi says, is tot and fot, or tat and fat, right? Which is in Lashon Afriki, and Lashon Kaspi. Tot means two, and fot means two. So 2 + 2 = 4, and there's 4 parshas in the tefillin. That's why it's called totafos. Strange Rashi, it's like Gemara Menachos. What? Tefillin? You're telling me tefillin, the holy tefillin that I bind to my body, attaching my mind and my heart to Hashem, you're telling me it's not even a Jewish thing? It's not even a Jewish word? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem says, I am Hashem, your God. Really? That was said in what? In Egyptian? Anochi is an Egyptian word, the Medrash says? What's the pshat? It's one of my favorite Vartlach. There's a tzaddik named the Ostrovtser, Rav Yechiel Meir Halevi, from Ostrov in Poland. The Ostrovtser said, you know what Hashem was saying to Klal Yisrael? You're worthy. Nah, we're basically Egyptians. Hashem says, I'll speak to you in Egyptian. We were so influenced by these foreign cultures. Hashem says, Tfilin, it's fine. I'll teach you Tfilin, Totafos. Totafos, why are you saying Totafos, Hashem? Hashem says, because I love you and I'll meet you, Basher Husham. You feel that you're more Egyptian and therefore you're not worthy of hearing the word of God? God will speak to you at Har Sinai in Egyptian. I'll meet you where you are. Right? Hashem says, the Jew says, I'm no different than the Egyptian. Hashem says, I still choose you. Why do you choose me? Hashem communicates with us in our language. Right? We're goy mikarev goy, the pasuk says. We were extracted from Egypt like one nation from within another nation. Who's our parent? Is Hashem our parent, or are the Egyptians the ones who molded us and created us and influenced us? Goy mikarev goy, a nation from within a nation, like a baby in its mother's womb. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu plucked us out of its rhyme and said, no. I'm the real Balabas. I'm your real father. Nah, we're Egyptians. Hashem says, fine, so let's talk in Egyptian. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Talks in Egyptian to us. It's unbelievable. Hashem would meet us in such a place. It's an amazing thing. Okay, turn the page to page 8. Os Beis. Shaolin Vidarshin Bilchos HaPesach. Shloshim Yom Kodem Machak. 30 days before Pesach, we begin to shoel, we start to ask halachic questions. Right? Vidarshin, and we start to darshin. And we prepare ourselves for the Yom Tov of Pesach. 30 days before the holiday, we begin to prepare ourselves for the Yom Tov of Pesach. So he has such a beautiful piece here. Lahavin mazeh shoelin vidarshin b'chveila. What does it mean, shoelin vidarshin? Yeah? We ask and we darshin. It just means that we begin the process of preparing for Pesach. Why doesn't the Gemara just say, 30 days before Pesach, we prepare for Pesach? I mean, we'll like to add more to the list. We ask questions, we give drashos, darshan, yeah, doresh, we seek. We ask and we seek. We request and we seek. What do you need the double lashon for? I mean, do you have your rabbi's phone number on speed dial? Because a lot of questions come up in preparing for Pesach. Right? And there's a lot to learn about Pesach. There's thousands and thousands of Haggadahs. One of my friends from Florida sent me a Haggadah this week. He said someone's been working on it for the last 40 years. He finally printed it. It's not available in Sfarim stores. It's not available to the public. But my friend who knows him got me a copy of it. And he wrote a whole sefer. The name of the sefer is Arba Miyodea. And he puts together all of the fours that we find throughout the Haggadah. He has a list of, this fellow who wrote this Haggadah personally owns well over 1,000 Haggadahs. And he looked in every Haggadah for the last 40 years until he found anyone who commented about, any fours that we've, besides the obvious fours. Four cups of wine, four sons, four Lashonos of Geula. There's a lot of other fours. The whole structure of the Haggadah is in fours. So he put together a sefer with 150 examples. And he expounds them in a thick sefer called Arba Miyodeh. Wild, no? So you have to ask. You have to be sholin v'darshin, yeah? You have to ask. You have to request. You have to research. There's a lot to learn. There's a lot to learn for Pesach. The Haggadah is one of the most printed Jewish texts. Right? I'm saying, of all the things, there's thousands of Haggadahs. And every year there's, hundreds of new Haggadahs that enter the marketplace. Different commentaries, an endless amount to learn. Okay, so we have a lot to learn for Pesach. So why does the Gemara say you should learn to prepare for Pesach? Shoelin v'darshin. We request and we seek. What does that mean? So he quotes from the Rebbe of Varki. This is a very chashuv vart, and you have to be mechavin this vart this Shabbos. Okay? The Rebbe of Varki explained. There's a piyut, there's a tefillah that some people put into Musaf on Shabbos HaChodesh, this Shabbos. Many of our shuls probably don't actually say these piyutim. Okay? But the ideas of the piyutim are still very important for us to think about. One of the piyutim that we say as part of Musaf is HaChodesh Asher Yeshuos Bo Makifos. This is the month where the Yeshuos, where the salvation is makifos, is surrounding. We're surrounded by Hashem's salvation. Makif, what does makif mean? Just around. Achodesh asher Yeshua's bo makifos. This is a month where we're surrounded by salvation. But said the Rebbe of Orki, the word makif means something else. You know what else the word makif means? Piazetzner quotes this in the Eish Kodesh as well. What does makif mean? Not only to surround, but in Pirkei Avos it says, hachenvani makif. You know what it means, hachenvani? What's a chenvani? A chenvani is a storekeeper. The storekeeper is makif. You know what that means? It means the storekeeper what? Sells on credit. The storekeeper gives you product, he gives you groceries, right? And he does, and he writes it down in his ledger, and you pay him later. So achenvani makif in Pirkei Avos means that Hashem also gives us on credit. Hashem will sometimes give us an advance. Even though we're not yet worthy of something, Hashem will allow us to take what we need and pay him later. So when it says in the piyut, this is a month where what? Yeshuos are makifos. It means what? You could borrow Yeshuos. You could borrow salvation. You could take salvation on credit. You say, Hashem, I know I'm not worthy of asking for this, but you know what? I promise you I'll pay you back in the future. I just really need that help right now. Hashem says, what? How are you going to pay me? You have bad credit. It's true, but in the future I'm going to pay you. So Hashem says, okay, I'll allow you to take the Yeshua now on condition that you pay me later. Shakarish Baruch Hu, right? So again, Milashon Chenvani Makif. It's like the phrase in Pirkei Avos, the storekeeper gives on credit. Shakarish Baruch Hu Berov Rachma V'chasadov Shoel U'malve B'chodesh Hazeh HaYeshuos Al Smach HaZchus SheYizku Acharkach. Hashem gives us salvation in this month based on merit that we will accrue in the future. U'meireishis kazos hodia oz b'mitzrayim. And the first time we ever experienced that was, of course, what? Was Yitzias Mitzrayim. The creation of Klal Yisrael came about when what? We took a big loan to get out of Mitzrayim. Yeah? Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. He gave us a lot of money. He gave us a lot of clothing. He gave us a lot of stuff. How did we earn it? We'll pay you in the future. We'll get the Matan Torah, we'll learn how to serve you, and we'll pay you in the future. The truth is, the world was also created in the same way. When Hashem wanted to create the world, the Bnei Yisrael talks about this, I think, by Chodesh Elul. When Hashem wanted to create the world, the Medrash says that Hashem took the advice of the Neshamos of the Tzaddikim. Because there was a big kitrug in Shemayim. There was a lot of opposition in Shemayim to creation of the world. You're going to make man, flesh and blood? Waste of time. Man's going to be a big disappointment. So Hashem went to ask the neshamos of the tzaddikim, should I create the world? Hashem was nimlach. It means Hashem took the advice of the neshamos of the tzaddikim, and Hashem decided to create the world. So you know what that means? Creating the world based on what? Based on what the tzaddikim promised to do in the future. So if that's how the world created, the Bnei Yisrael writes, it's beautiful. Every year when you come to Elul and Tishrei, again, process. A Jew has the ability to say, I know I don't deserve another year of life, but based on my past performance, but the same way you created the world based on what we're going to do, give me another chance, another year of life based on what I'm going to do. So we know that there are two starting points of the year. There's Tishrei and there's Nisan. So Nisan is the same thing. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Hu Lachem, Lachad Shei Hashanah. This is Rosh Hashanah. This is the new year. So we say to Hashem, I don't know, you're going to take us out of Mitzrayim again? Hashem says, well, let's think about the original Yitzias Mitzrayim. I took you out when you were unworthy, because I knew in the future the stock would go up, like we said before. So the same thing. This is a month where a Jew can ask for Yeshuos, for salvation, for protection, for good things, even though he doesn't know how he's going to pay for it. But he davens to Hashem and says, Hashem, I need your help, and I'll pay you in the future. Okay, so that's what happened when we left Mitzrayim. That's the first time we experienced it. And then we came, like we learned yesterday, to Matan Torah, Tavdunas Elokim al Ahar Hazeh. We'll come to serve Hashem on the mountain. As Chazal explained, we saw the Rashi yesterday. Chazal explained, Be'ezes Chus, in what merit, Moshe asked, are you taking the Jews out of Mitzrayim? Bizchus Kabbalas HaTorah, Sheikavlu Achar Kach. Based on the Torah that we will accept afterwards. V'davers Chus Hazeh, Misor B'chol Shana B'chodesh Nisan. So every year when we come to Chodesh Nisan, Hashem gives us a chance to renew our commitments. Yeah? It's an unbelievable month of Hashem's love for us. It's mamish an unbelievable month of Hashem's love for us. I saw a tzaddik who said that Nisan is a month of v'hafta l'reyacha kamocha. It's a month where Hashem, right, v'hafta l'reyacha kamocha, is a reference not only to loving our fellow Jews, but Hashem wants us to consider Him our friend. That's the highest level. It says in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu had a relationship with Hashem like a friend. The Rambam writes in Yisodei HaTorah about Moshe's relationship with Hashem. It was like two friends. They spoke to each other like two friends. Yeah? So here, Dafka, on the lowest level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and takes us out of Mitzrayim, and Hashem says, I want to be your friend. I want to be your friend. We're on such a low level. How could you call us friends? Hashem says, no. After l'recha kamocha. Hashem says, I love you like myself. So I saw one of the tzaddikim said that Chodesh Nisan is a month of v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. It's Adar and Nisan together, really, because Adar also, right? The Shalach Manos and all the Achdus of Purim. There's a lot of Achdus themes on Pesach as well. I'll just tell you one source. The Medrash Psikta says, when did Hashem finally decide to take Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? When did Hashem decide to be our friend? When we decided to be what? To be friends with each other. When we decided to be friends with each other. In Mitzrayim, it was very easy to be selfish. You know why? Because I've got my work quota. I don't have time to help you. Yeah? But when a Jew realizes there is no me and there is no you, there's just Klal Yisrael, we're one and the same. When the Medrash says, when the Jews lent shoulder to one another, I don't know if that shoulder meant the shoulder to cry on because they were suffering so much, or a shoulder to help carry the bricks, you know? So when the Jews finally started paying attention to each other, all of a sudden, Vayeid Elokim, Hashem started paying attention to them. So V'haftal Re'echa Kamocha is very much a theme in Chodesh Nisan, the Achdus, right? The Jews coming together, eating the Karban Pesach B'chabura. Jews have to get together to eat the Karban Pesach. You're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach by yourself, even if you have a small animal and a big appetite. It has to be eaten B'chabura, that's how we paskin. Achdus. Right? Jews have to come together. So what's the gematria? So I saw one of the tzaddikim say, what's the gematria of v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha? What's v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha? V'ahavta is 414. L'reicha is... It's what? Something like that. How much is? L'reicha? Le'reacha is 320, and Kamocha is 86. So what do we have? 414 plus 86. Let's do 414 plus 86. That's 500. And then 320 is 820. 820. What's the gematria of Nisan? So you'll say, not even close. Use a Nun Sofit. How much is Nun Sofit in gematria? It's 700. Nun Sofit is 700. Yeah? So Nisan, Nun Yud, Samach is 120. Nun Sofit is 700. So 820. So Nisan is v'haf l'reicha kamocha. So it's a month. It's a month of HaKadosh Baruch Hu what? It's a month of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying v'haf l'reicha kamocha. What would I want if I was in a difficult situation? Would I want someone to give me a loan? Would I want someone to lend me on credit? It's a big mitzvah in the Torah. Yeah? There's a mitzvah in the Torah. Right? An obligation in the Torah. When you see a Jew is struggling, give them a loan. A free loan. Don't charge interest. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us, he sees us in Mitzrayim, we're not worthy. We can't pay. All right, Hashem says, well, you're my friend. You're my friend and I'm going to take care of you. Yeah? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a loan, and then we come to our Sinai, and then Amir Tashem will be able to pay HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. Okay? But however, the Shem Yishmuel pointed something out. That's the Shem Yishmuel right there. See him, Chaim? You can point to the Shem Yishmuel. Okay, the Shem Yishmuel, the Rebbe of Sokachov, pointed out something, which is very similar to what the Yismach Yisrael is about to say, which is, Hashem will give you a free loan, and a very generous loan, but you have to do one thing. What's the one thing you have to do? Ask for the loan. You have to ask for the loan, right? You have to at least show up by the gevir and say, you're a rich guy, you're a generous person, I need your help. No problem, I can't read your mind, I don't know what you need. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, all I ask is that what? At least appeal to me for the loan, and I'll give you the loan. And you'll pay me back, we'll set up a payment plan, take your time. Yeshua's bo makifos, right? Yeshua's on credit. That's the theme of Chodesh Nisan. So says the Yismach Yisrael, the bottom paragraph, Ve'eich u'ma nizke l'halva azos. So how does a person, how are we zocha to get the loan? Kasher anachnu noistim lev lachshov v'nishmosenu, nekuda ha'pnimis, so similar to what we learned in the first piece. When a Jew thinks, wow, I have a nekuda inside of me that comes from Hashem, and yet, ad kama hushful kvoider achmana letzlam. I've been so irresponsible. I already took a lot of loans from God, and I'm piling up this debt, and I don't have any way of getting myself out of it. Kashem rebitim anachtu ke'ein lanu mitzad maaseinu klal. When I realize that I don't really have the means to pay, ve'eicha nuchal liftoach peh v'lashon b'leil kadosh chag. So how do I even come to the Seder? How do I have the audacity to ask to be taken out of Mitzrayim again? The same way I feel at the Seder is the same way I feel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I need to ask. I'm desperate, but like, I don't know. I promised you last year certain things would change, and they didn't change. So you come to the Seder, it's the same feeling. It's also Rosh Hashanah. I come to the Seder and I say, I want to ask, but I'm embarrassed to ask. We want so badly to tell the story, to re-experience the story. We want to experience the Yom Tov that is the root of all of the calendar and all of the holidays. But, you know, we're a little embarrassed. So Hashem says, listen, don't be so embarrassed. I'm happy to give you a loan again. I gave it to you last time. Alright. Defaulted on the loan. Okay, we'll try again. Hashem says, not to worry, I'll give you the loan. It's an amazing process, he says. He describes at the top of the left column, Kamuva b'sefer chesed la'avram. Rav Avram Azulai. Rav Avram Azulai was a relative of the Chidah, the great Sephardi Gaon from the 1700s. So the chesed la'avram, which is a very deep sefer, I've never seen him quoted, I don't think. So the chesed la'avram says, amazing idea. Shloshim yom kodem ha-pesach, Ma'avirin mikol risha Yisrael ad shebaim l'leil hiskadish chag b'leiv tahor u'v'li chatoim. You know what happens over the course of the 30 days leading up to Pesach? The Chesed Avram says, every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts us up one more level. Right? Meaning Hashem divides all of our lowliness into 30 portions, and every day Hashem gives us another little boost. Right? Meaning we think after Pesach, then we have Sfiras Omer, and that's where we start, you know, working step by step. But the truth is, for 30 days before Pesach, we may not realize it, but spiritually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every day is moving us up a notch. And that's every day. It's another loan. Another bit of Kedusha, another bit of Tahara. Right? It's compounding, you know, over time. All of these loans. Hashem says, don't worry. You'll pay it off. Eventually, you'll pay it off. V'zehu ha'kafa v'hasha'ela. So that's called what? That's called ha'kafa. That's called giving on credit. That's she'ela. That's loaning. So what does it say? Shloshim yom kodem achag, 30 days before the Yom Tov. What do we do? Shoalin v'darshin. Shoalin doesn't just mean you ask your rabbi's question about how to kasher your kitchen. Shoalin means what? We start borrowing. 30 days before Pesach, we start taking loans. V'zehu omram zal shoalin haynu ha'she'ela eitzal Hashem Yisparach. Who's Shoalin? Who gives the loan? Hashem gives us the loan. Aval b'tanai kasher anachnu darshim. What does it say? Shoalin v'darshim. Shloshim yom kodem achag. What does that mean? Hashem will start lending as long as you start, what does dorish mean? Asking, seeking. If you seek, if you show up, and you say, Hashem, I need your help. I believe that you believe in me, even though I don't believe in me, but I believe that you believe in me. Okay. You get the loan. Darshim v'vakshim ha'achana hi be'emes u'v'leiv tam. I have to at least say to Hashem, I need your help. V'nuchol lomer b'zeh. So perhaps we could add one last point, he says. So what exactly is the nature of the request? Right, how do we, again, have the gall, the audacity to ask Hashem for such a loan? Perhaps, he says, the answer is found in the Pasuk in Tehillim. The Pasuk says, Arov avdecha letov. Ayin perish Rashi sham. Shumi lashon arvus. Arov avdecha letov. An arev is a cosigner. Right? Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazah. Every Jew is the guarantor for your fellow Jew. We have responsibility to one another. It's not enough for me to keep Shabbos, I need to make sure that you keep Shabbos. It's not enough for me to learn Torah, it's not enough for me to make sure my friend learns Torah. Right? Every Jew has an obligation towards every other fellow Jew. So we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're also an Arif. You're also part of, you also, right? Meaning, Hashem, you give me the loan, and if I default on the loan, who am I going to go to get help to pay the loan? I'm going to come back to you, Hashem. I'm going to borrow from you to pay you. Arov Avdechal Tov, Lashon Arvus. Hainu Ata Arif Ba'adenu. Hashem, you're the guarantor. You, the one who lent us a million other times and saw how we defaulted on the loan every time, you're also the one who sees past that and says, eventually the Jews are going to get their credit score straightened out. The Jews are going to find a way to properly pay me. Maybe Hashem says, I got all the time in the world. I'm infinite. No rush. We'll pay it off. So how again do we have the chutzpah to ask Hashem, Hashem, we want to borrow from you, and if we default, we want you to pay yourself. That's basically what we're saying. You realize how crazy that sounds? Yeah, you come to someone. I come to my good friend, Albert. And I say, Albert, ever since my, whatever, cow ate your vegetable garden, right, in Parakakoines, I owe you a lot of money. So, Albert, I know I owe you a lot of money, but, like, you know, I could really use your help. All right. So he's a nice guy. So he says, what can I do for you, Moshe Tzvi? I need $1,000. Okay, but hold on. I just want to make sure that you get the money back. So I need you to sign this document that says that if I don't pay back, that you'll cover it for me. Oh, hold on a second. You're asking me to lend you and then I should be the guarantor on my own money to pay myself back? That's what we're asking Hashem. That sounds insane. So how can we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the one who's giving us the loan and also be the guarantor on the loan? Hu al pi peirish ha-svarno. But perhaps we can answer based on what the Svarno explains on this pasuk. That what? She'arei v'yachaber osi letovim letzadikei ador, oz al yashkuni zeidim. Arev means what? Kol Yisrael again. Arev imzal azeh. Hashem, you know how you can help me also make sure that I pay back the loan? Be an arev. Arev means the connection, the bond that we share. But Hashem, you know who else you could bond me to? Bind me to? To the tzadikei ador, who will protect me from troublemakers. Haynu shetfilaseinu hu, she'azreinu b'koach ha-karban pesach, she'nochal al-chabura. Hashem, you know what I'm asking when I say you should be the one to guarantee the loan? How can you help to guarantee the loan? Hashem, help to bind me to my fellow Jews. Help me to attach myself to tzaddikim. Let me be part of a chabura, a group of people who are striving together. No? Does it not make a difference? When more people come to shir, the shir is stronger. When less people come to shir, the shir is weaker. We all have ashpah on each other. When Klal Yisrael are doing well, then Klal Yisrael are doing well. When a segment of Klal Yisrael is suffering and not doing their part, it weighs everyone else down. I had a conversation this week with a Rebbe who teaches high school boys, and he said, when the guys aren't into it, it's so hard for me to be into it. I said, I know exactly what you mean. When the Chabura works together, then everyone can help each other. Right? But when some people are not carrying their weight, it drags the whole Chabura down. So our tefillah to Hashem is that through the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, which is Eden b'Chabura, that we become what? Sh'niyah b'teilim u'mvutalim b'einenu v'na'arei v'na'chamer sasmenu b'chabura senu. Hashem, we want to be a part of your Chabura. And we want to be a part of a Chabura called Klal Yisrael. Va'ata b'avonosenu harabim kasher nechbar sasmenu b'chlal Yisrael ha'tovim ha'darshim b'cholei v'nefesh lizkos mehera l'binyan ha'mikdash liros b'hadru v'tifarta v'la'asos shama karbanos chavasenu k'mitzuva aleinu. So now we don't have a Karban Pesach. Now we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Now we can't make this holy Chabura. But we still try, Hashem, to what? We still get together on Pesach, and we still eat what we can. We eat the matzah, we eat the bar, we drink the wine. And Hashem, when you look down on the Seder night, and you see all the Jewish people in their homes, eating matzah, drinking wine, still connecting to each other and connecting to you, betuchim anachnu ki nizkel letshuva shlema. So Hashem, that should give you the confidence that what? Look, we can get it together. Not all year round, you know. There's going to be times I let you down. But look, I'm sitting here, a beautiful table set, wearing a kittel, drinking wine, speaking of your nisim and flows, singing Hallel, telling the story, parents and children, no cell phones distracting, taking away from the conversation. It's gavaldik. So Hashem, come on, you know we can get it together. Give us a big loan. Give us another loan. You know that we can pay back all of our debts when we are chozer b'tshuva. So Hashem, you could be the guarantor. You could sign on the loan. That's ridiculous. You're asking me to give you the money and also guarantee it? Yeah, because you know that I'm good for the money. You know it's not a risk for you to back this loan. Because you're the one, more than anyone who knows, that Klal Yisrael is great. You know the holiness of the Jewish people. Like the promise that you made about Tem b'nei Yaakov lo chilisa, like we saw earlier, Pasuk Malachi, that you said about Klal Yisrael, we're never going to be destroyed. Amen, keni hiratzon, shenizke la'achlal li'cholel b'knesses Yisrael, or Klal Yisrael, u'lahargish or kedusha zachag, we should be zocha to be a part of the beautiful people, the Jewish people, and feel the holiness of the Chag, HaKadosh Haba Alinu Letova, mitoch yishuv hadas, we should have peace of mind, v'yeshua Yisrael. And we should be zocha to see the salvation of the Jewish people. Okay? Amen. Sure. Don't be shy to ask. I'm the same. To ask. Shaolin. Tell Hashem what you want. Don't be scared. Much to ask. People are always like so worried to ask. People are scared to doubt. I'm asking too much from Hashem. There's no such thing as too much. There's nothing easy or hard for Hashem. It's so important. I was talking to someone recently about they were like struggling daven for a chola who's very sick. I said, you have to just remind yourself. There's no such thing, in Hashem's eyes, there's no such thing as like a little sick or very sick. It's not harder for Hashem to cure a person from a fatal disease than it is for Hashem to clear up your headache or your cold. It's not harder for Him. It's a big ask. It's not a big ask. Hashem is infinite. It's like not a big deal for Him. Ask it like you mean it. Believe in the possibility. There's a woman I remember, like, probably 12 years ago in Teaneck. This woman was mamish dying. She was mamish, like, you know, like 99% gone. And she had a refuah. And I always think about her. Like, whenever I think about, you know, you're davening for someone and you know they have a serious disease and you don't know what it's going to be, I just said, what do you mean? I remember that woman. She was gone. She was mamish gone. And her family stood around her bed and they davened and they davened and they davened. Okay. What about the other times people davened and the person died? Okay. But just to know that it happens, that people have unbelievable recoveries, right? So like the Gemara says in Brachos, and Daf Yud, even if your head's on the chopping block, a Jew never stops hoping, stops davening. Yeshua Hashem keharif ayin. The salvation of Hashem is the blink of an eye. It's not hard for Hashem to make miracles. So don't be ashamed to ask. We're embarrassed because we say, I asked so many other times and I'm so far in debt. Hashem's like, don't worry. I guarantee you'll pay it back. I'll be the guarantor. Because I know eventually, over the course of eternity, you'll pay it off. Your neshama is good for it. Your body's a troublemaker, but your neshama is good for it. Okay, so we have to really feel that on the Seder night. Amish, ask. Everyone has to ask. Kana ben Shoel. Right? It's not just the little kid who asks Manishtan. Everyone has to ask. That's how the tzaddikim went crazy on that line. It says in the Gada, Kana ben Shoel. Here the child asks. Every child, everyone turns to Hashem and says, Rabbanu Shalom, I want to ask. Make a request. Okay? Good?